Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How's it going? Happy Sunday to everyone. This call is the No BS Elder call. So if you've been in the membership for a year or more, you'll raise your hand and get coached. If you are new, you are 100% welcome to be here. You can listen, but remember, if you are brand new, make sure that you are doing the No BS Weight Loss course. Hello again, Barb. I just did the weight loss coaching. Now we are on to legacy coaching with Coach Lisa is here with us. I'm going to promote her to panelist. So again, if you're brand new here, please make sure you're listening to the No BS Weight Loss course. If you've been here a year consecutively, 365 days consecutively, you can raise your hand to be coached. Chrislyn is first. And this is open coaching, y'all. Anything that you want to coach on, raise your hand. We will coach. Let's get Chrislyn up. Hello.
Hi, can you see me okay and hear me
I
okay?
can. I can see you and I can hear you.
How are you today, MJ?
Good. Good.
I've never been coached by you before.
Oh, let's see how this goes.
I've been with No BS. I've been in since April of 2021. In the first year, I lost 47 pounds.
Okay.
Year, a little over a year, about 15, 14, 15 months. Then I kind of stayed like in maintenance for a little while, and
Okay.
for the last, and then like probably starting in 2023, I would say that's when the weight started to come on.
Okay.
And now I'm up 34 from my lowest that I
Okay.
was. And I've listened to regain calls and I don't know where to go other than just to say like I still plan, I still assess, I rarely follow my plan.
Okay.
I feel like my discovery worksheets are just like the same thing over and over again.
Okay.
And I just can't seem to stop like the mean girl voice in my brain of like, you shouldn't have let this happen. You're such a piece of shit. Like,
But that's the
you can't
thing. It's
get your
not going to
shit.
stop. You're right. It's not going to stop. You're going to hear those thoughts over and over and over again until you challenge them. And then even after you challenge them, every once in a while they'll be like, "Hello, you piece of shit. I've not gone anywhere. I've just gotten quiet."
So, I mean, I guess I just don't really know where to begin as far as like trying to course correct because like I know some people will fall off the wagon and be like they don't plan and so like their easy thing to like get back on the wagon is just can I just start planning again or whatever, but like I'm still doing that.
Yeah, I know what you're not doing, doable hunger. So yours is, can I just wait for hunger?
And a lot of times, like, I've had some thoughts come up of like, I don't want to sit with my hunger.
Why?
I mean, the only thing I can think is that it's uncomfortable and I don't want
Okay.
to. Like, it's just like, it's kind of
So
like
what was
bratty.
it
Like, I
like
just don't
sitting?
want to.
You had to sit with hunger to lose 47 pounds originally.
Yes, a lot. Yeah.
Tell me how terrible it was. Tell me the story of terrible.
Well, sometimes I was like, honestly, I was kind of like white knuckling it of
Okay.
like, I'm just gonna sit here and let myself munch on my ass for a few minutes.
How did that feel when you said that?
Kind of like shit, to be
Okay.
honest,
Well, then that's not a good thought for you.
because it kind of just like felt like, a little bit of like diet mentality, a little bit of like punishment. You know what I mean? And then like sometimes I'd just be like, this isn't an emergency. Like, I'm okay. I'm
Yeah.
safe.
How did that feel when you did that?
And that was better. I think I've just gotten out of the habit of doing it.
Okay.
And then another thing is I can do really, really well. I'm like probably 98% of the membership where I do really, really well. Start stopping at enough at breakfast and lunch, and then at dinner it's just
Okay.
like
But
full
here's the
on.
thing. What would it look like if you kept your overeating at dinner? We'll let you have it for a minute and keep it. I ain't gonna work on that. What if you worked on Am I Hungry? What would your weight loss look like then?
I think it would probably like it might start a little bit because as far as
Yeah.
like meals are concerned, I would say I am hungry when I sit down and I eat meals.
Well, where did the 34 pounds come from? If it's not from planning and assessing, 90, 80, 90% of the time you're waiting for hunger and stopping at enough, where did the 34 pounds come
Oh,
from?
I'm not stopping at enough. That's where it's coming from because there's a lot of
Well, you just
like,
said I'm stopping enough for breakfast and lunch.
right. And for them, I would say like, if I'm at work, I don't have any problem for the most part stopping. Well, there are some days at work I'm just like, I don't want to stop. I don't like,
So that's
I'm
lunch,
not re
right?
like I'm right, and like I'm not ready to
You
stop.
got a whole story around this stopping at enough and waiting for hunger. It's like I do, I mean, I've got it, you know, it's good breakfast and lunch. Well, except at work. And then except on the weekends.
Right.
Right? So we need to dial in on that. Because whenever I said, let's work on, am I hungry? You're like, oh, I'm good with that. Except when I'm not, which sounds like it's more times than you're telling yourself it is.
Okay.
It could be. I mean, based on what you're saying, I don't know. What about snacks? Are you hungry for snacks?
Yeah. And I really only plan like one snack a day because, like, I'll snack usually. Like, I've kind of got to where I've noticed, like, if I wait until I'm home and I'm hungry after work, I want to eat like a lot. And so, like, this past week, I was like, okay, I'm gonna pack like a Ziploc baggie that I've already pre-portioned of trail mix.
Perfect.
And I'm gonna have that in my car on the way from work to picking up my kids. And that way, when I get home, I'm not like grazing, right? And I tried that out this week, but I think I have some shame around eating after work because that's something I was working on like before. And so I have a
Were
little
you
bit
doing?
of sh
What did your after work eating look like before?
like I would like have like a cheese stick and then I'd be like, oh, but I'm still hungry. What else can I eat? Oh, but I'm still hungry. What else can I eat? And then I wouldn't be hungry for dinner.
How is this different than that?
Because like if I can come home and know that I'm like I've already had my snack, I've already had my trail mix, then I don't feel like I need to like graze in the kitchen. I can focus on like, okay, let me get the kids settled after school. Let me go get my workout clothes on and I can just go. Like my mind isn't so fixated on, but I'm hungry, but I'm hungry. I want to eat.
Right. So whenever your brain is offering up, you've already solved this problem. Now here you are again, eating after work. That's the conversation you have. This time it's planned, and I have great reasons for it, which is way different than grazing my way to dinner, and then I'm not even hungry. This is not that. This is not what it was. This is intentional. Well thought out, it's well planned, is to set you up for success for the rest of the evening. The other after work eating was not doing that at all.
No, but like I was still, that's when I was actually losing weight.
What? When you quit eating at night altogether?
Like, no, whenever I was
Between meal, between.
like when I would come after work and I would like, I was still, I would say I was like 30 to 40 pounds, whatever that was going on. I was already that down by the time I got to the point where I was like, oh, maybe I should work on my after work stuff.
Yeah. I bet you if we looked at your percentage of waiting for hunger and stopping at enough during that time, it was much higher at meals.
It's almost like Like, I know what my enough signals are, but it's like I just keep telling myself I don't know what they are.
How could you make it easy to follow your enough signals?
I mean, I've tried slowing down when I'm eating. Like, I've downloaded the Slow Eats app on my watch so it can, like, I can set
Okay.
it to where there's so many seconds in between each bite.
How's that working?
When I was using it, it worked pretty well, but then it's like, I'm like you. I used to be in the healthcare field. I'm also in the healthcare field. And I feel like just by nature, all of us are just like shovelers.
Yeah, we eat fast. We are fast eaters. That is the
We are
truth.
fast eaters.
Yep,
Like
you're
that's
exactly
just how
right.
it, that's the nature of the business. And even though like I'm not in that environment anymore, well, I have to be a fast eater and everything has to happen in like a 10-minute period. All of that still like remains. And so it's really hard for me to like it's really hard for me to slow down. Like I'll set my timer and be like, okay, I'm gonna set 25 seconds in between each bite. And then it'll go off and I'm like, okay. And then I'll take it like just by habit, I'll take another bite. I'm like, shit.
Yeah,
I'm
it's just
failing
gonna
and I'm
take
two bites
practice.
in.
It's just gonna take practice. That's fine. I mean, what's wrong with like getting it right half the time at first?
I have a lot of like, I should know better. I should be able to do this.
Why
I
should you be able to eat
shouldn't.
slowly?
Because that's what normal people do. Like, how come I
Not
can't just be a
true.
normal person?
Normal is different for everybody. Who said what was normal and what wasn't?
My thoughts.
Why do you want to slow down to eat? Why would it be like an amazing thing for you to do?
Because I've noticed like my friends that are like smaller than me in size, they do eat slower.
Okay. So you want to see if that would be true for you, which is
Right.
great.
And I've done it before, like back in January I tried it and I noticed that it was easier for me to hit enough, like and easier to know that I was at enough. Whenever I wasn't like shoveling in the food, like whenever I wasn't like,
Yeah.
one bite,
When you gave yourself a minute to think, a second to
right? Or
process.
like
Yeah.
I gave like, 30 seconds for my brain to talk to my stomach and vice versa, right?
Right.
And I've just noticed a lot, like with my, like when I was losing weight before, when I'd be like, oh, I just want two more bites, I would take that as my sign that, oh, I've had enough.
What would it take to do that now?
Probably having some self-compassion.
Oh, there's that. What does that look like? What does that mean? What does self-compassion look like?
Sorry, I'm going to move you just a bit. I mean, I don't know, like, I think I have to just change the story in my head about what a piece of shit I am.
Yeah. Why are you a piece of shit? What does your brain tell you? Tell us what's so terrible about you.
Because was someone that had a lot of success in this program, and I was really proud of that. And now I'm not. I don't think I can't even. I don't think I'm even worth it. I'm worthy to be able to sit on a Queen's Club call anymore because I'm not 25 pounds down anymore.
Yeah, it's hard to face going back to the four basics when you're so shameful about where you are now. Because when you do the four basics, it's like, I was already doing this. I had this down pat. I'm having to start over.
Yeah.
And it
And
makes it
like,
really hard to do it.
yeah, like it should be easy. Like I remember when I started OBS in 2021, I thought it was like the easiest thing to do ever. Like every day I was like, oh, all I have to do is make a plan. I already decided what I was going to eat for the day. Like that's easy. I get to eat everything I want to eat. Great. I just have to stop it enough. Okay. Sometimes I'm going to overeat. Okay. That shit happens, like move on, I was just so happy that like I didn't have to follow like a certain diet or like counting points or whatever, right? That I was just like thrilled to be in OBS and to be able to be in a program where I could lose weight and it would be okay.
But you're still here. You're still
And
in a
I
program where you can eat what you want to eat.
mean, I haven't quit. I've thought about it so many times. Like I should just quit. This doesn't work for me anymore. And then I'm like, think about the co all the coaching calls I've listened to and stuff, where current's just basically like, yeah, if you quit, your relief will be very short-lived because then you'll be searching for the next thing that you have to do because you still haven't solved the problem that is your weight.
So what happened to turn the tide for you to go start the scale going back up? What happened?
I couldn't really necessarily even tell you that there was like one event in general.
Okay.
In 2022, I did take a promotion at work. And so I did
Okay.
like, I do have more stress. And especially at the end of 2023, like I had gallbladder surgery and I almost quit my job because it was so stressful. And then, like for me, I got to where I was one of those people where I would gain like 2, 2.5 pounds on a weekend. And then I would still overeat during the week. And so like where before I would, maybe when I was losing weight, I might gain that weight, but then it would come off really quickly. And I was able to get back to enough Monday through Friday to where I would still like get that weight off plus maybe lose 0.8 or, 1.2 or whatever.
Okay.
And so overall, like the scale was still going down, right? And then I got to a point where I would still have that weekend weight gain. And then I was still overeating during the week. So then that weight never went away.
Okay.
And it
So
was just like a slow roll. But since I started the summer at, I think my birthday is like Memorial Day weekend. And on my birthday, I think I was like 197 or something. We went on a cruise. We went to Disney and we went on a Disney cruise at the end of June. And by the time we got back from our cruise, I was at 207 and I weighed myself this morning and I'm at 212.
okay.
So just since my birthday, like less than 6 months ago,
Okay.
that's what, 15 pounds?
Okay.
I'm like, I have to put the brakes on this shit or else I'll be back
I
at my starting weight.
will tell you the answer of what happened. You want to know? You just did not learn. You didn't have that same type of stress when you were losing the weight. And the only, you hadn't solved for stress in the past. The only option for stress that you've ever given yourself is to eat. That's it. And then when the stress came and you went to eating to solve it, you did not figure out how else to solve stress. And you did the only thing you knew. You had one tool in the toolbox. One, it was eating. You're like, well, I got to deal with the stress. Or I'm gonna kill my coworkers. Got two choices.
Oh, I mean, there wasn't even any coworkers around to be able to kill. It was basically just me.
And you,
like
right?
it was just so much. And like I said, I had my gallbladder taken out and like that was so much, and like I'm
Right.
sure there are some women I know that start in OBS and like Corinne talks a lot about like the who you want to be when you're at your goal weight. I am that person. You know what I mean? Like whenever I started in OBS, I was like, I don't really want to change the way I eat. I know I need to eat a little bit healthier, but like I already
You're
work
not, but
out. I already,
I'm gonna
but I'm
challenge you.
not
You're
at my goal
not,
weight.
no, you're not who you want to be. Currently, you are somebody who is trying to advocate for herself, but is not having the conversation to follow through. You are a person who is not being compassionate with yourself. I am sure you don't want to get to goal weight and tell yourself the whole rest of your life what a piece of shit you are.
Yeah.
Now, maybe physically you can do the things you want to do and your weight doesn't hold you back, but you are still not where you want to be at goal weight. But then when you're telling yourself, I mean, I'm at my goal life, then you've taken away a huge why for weight loss. Physically, maybe you're at your goal life, but maybe mentally and the conversation that you have with yourself, you're not at your goal life.
Like, I don't like my, I have two kids. I have a 7-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old son. And I don't want my, especially my daughter, to hear like this up here. Like, I can't let it come out of my mouth because, like, I know what it's like to live with a mother that thinks that they're fat and there's everything wrong with their body. And that's all they talk about is because then that gets like pushed on, you know, like that was pushed on me a lot. And like, I do not want that for my daughter, like at all.
So now we have to solve for your emotional eating. You sounds like you cleaned up your habit eating, right? It sounds like you cleaned a lot of that up.
Oh, yeah, I would say,
Like
yeah.
a lot of the grab ass, and sounds like you cleaned up. That's what you did. That was the work that you did in the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, I think I do still have some grab ass eating as far as like, but I don't think it's habit. I think a lot of it is emotional. Like it's been like it's funny because when I started OBS, I was like, emotional. I'm not an emotional eater. Like I didn't think I was at the beginning, like at all. And back then, that was before I took this promotion. I basically went to work and did my job and came home. Done. But and then I also thought about it. I'm like, well, crap, if I would have talked to myself nicer when I was still 188 pounds, even though I gained 8 or 10 pounds, if I talked to myself nicer back then, I might not be at the 212 that I am right
But did you know how to do that?
now. No, I've never,
No. I mean,
ever.
I should have talked to myself nicer. I should have all of a sudden acquired a skill that I did not have and just inserted it in the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably like the vast majority of women that you don't know how to talk nicely to yourself.
No. You're exactly right. And then we beat ourselves up because we don't talk nicely to ourselves, even though
Exactly.
nobody modeled it for us. We've never heard it from anybody. Anybody that did speak nicely to themselves, we were told that was bragging.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a bragger.
Or
And then here
conceited
you
or
are
full of
trying to figure out how to be
yourself.
nice to yourself. But here's the good news, Chrislyn. I'm going to tell you what the good news is. You do know how to do it because all you have to do when you hear those thoughts is be like, how would I explain this to my daughter? What would I say to her right now? Because you've got the skill. You just don't know how to do it to yourself. Think about if she's learning times tables or something. I don't know what she's struggling with. And she's kind of studied it and she sort of knew it. And then she's sitting there the night before the test, and you know how it is. You draw a complete blank. You don't even know, have I ever seen this before in my life? It looks like French. I have no idea. And then she's like, oh my God, I am so stupid. I knew this before. I should know this by now. What do you say?
Hey, let's just take a deep breath. Like, hold on. Like, let's just pause. Let's turn this over. Let's take a deep breath. Like, you've studied, you know what to do. Like, it's okay. Let's just take a deep breath and let's, okay. All right. Let's go back. Let's start back with the basics.
How hard would it be to do that to yourself?
I mean, honestly, right now it feels like really hard because once that reel, like once that hamster gets on that wheel, it's just like, whew, you know, like you're, I'm spiraling. Like shit, last week we had family pictures and I like almost didn't even get in the pictures of my kids and my family because I had so much shame.
Mm-hmm. Tell me how the shame feels in your body. Where do you feel it?
It just feels like a weight. And then it's like my ears are just like full of like chatter. Like I can't hear anything else around me because it's just like
Are you feeling the shame right now? Like you're on camera, you're feeling it right
Yeah.
now. All right, I'm gonna offer you, we're gonna go through this together. Because you just told us exactly what you would tell your daughter. And one thing you told her was to breathe. So I want you to put your hand on your heart. Just take a few deep breaths in. Four in, hold it for four, four out. Do it again. One more time. How does that feel? Does it feel any looser?
Little.
All right, now I want you to keep your hand on your heart. And I want you to tell that shame that's shameful because she gained weight. What you would tell your daughter if she was feeling shame because she had gained weight or whatever. What do you want to say to her?
Life happens.
Life happens.
You don't have to be perfect all the time.
What about that stress that you were eating over? What do you want her to know about that stress?
Sometimes we go but cope with things in life the only way that we know how. That's normal.
And it got you through. You made it through. You made it through. And that's sometimes that's what we have to do is make it through with the only tool in our toolbox. That food was love. That was care. That was compassion. It gave you a lot. So don't be ashamed of you for taking care of you the best way you knew how. Very best. Now, I'm going to ask you a hard question. How is this weight gain an important part of your weight loss journey? How could it be?
Because the stress is not going to change.
No, it's not.
The job I have now, it's a really good job. I don't have any plans to leave. Because I have a great boss and I adore my coworkers, and these are people like all of us are kind of like in the same, I don't know, probably 10 or so year age range. And so these are people that I could be potentially sitting next to for the rest of my career. And I like that. I like that crew that I'm with every day. So my job itself is not going to change. And so, like the stress of the job, I know it's gonna wax and wane, depending on the season. Because, there's gonna be times where, like last fall, where I had 3, 4 people out on LOA, and I gotta figure it out, you know? But now, if I can get through this and I can figure it out how to cope without food, then the next time this comes around, I'm not gonna gain the weight. I'm gonna know how to cope with it. I'm gonna be able to talk to myself nicer the next time. And genuinely, I think part of the weight gain I've had like over the summer is just because like the shame cycle has just been like, it's not the stress of my job. It's not, I mean, my marriage is great, and I started therapy over the summer, and my kids are fantastic. You know, like I don't have any like horrible things that are blowing up around my life.
That's a great time to start, actually.
I think my time over the summer that I gained weight was just because like the scale just kept going up and up and up, and like the shame just kept bringing like that shame cycle. The only way I could shut it up was to keep eating. So I think the initial weight gain was because of the stress, but since, you know, like since my birthday, it's just basically been like I just mean voice. It won't shut up.
So the good thing is too, for everybody, well, first of all, Corinne is redoing the regain course for next year, which is going to be amazing. And she's going to talk a lot about shame because what you're talking about is what so many people experience when they do have a regain. So it is so normal to feel that. And so we really want to address it and kind of hit it head on with the new regain course. So that is coming. And I like what you said too about right now is a good time. I mean, it's not stressful. I can kind of get back in my habits. You've got muscle memory. So the amount of time it took you to wait for hunger in the beginning and to get consistent with it, it's going to be way shortened this time. Because it's going to feel more familiar. It's gonna be like, oh, we've done this before. Like, oh, I remember. And then I felt this way. And then you'll start to remember the things that you told yourself and be like, oh, last time I know this worked for me, or I tried this and it worked. And you'll start to build, like, once you start waiting for hunger, you'll notice those thoughts coming back, those habits coming back, those patterns coming back. They'll make it a lot easier to kind of get back on waiting for hunger. And when you hear yourself, because at the beginning you're like, it was so uncomfortable. I don't want to sit with the discomfort of hunger. And then I'm like, tell me how uncomfortable it was. You were like, well, really, it wasn't all that uncomfortable.
Because I also like told myself like this isn't an emergency, this is gonna go like if I can just wait this out for like the next 10 minutes, my brain will think about something else to worry about, and then I won't be hungry for like it'll be an hour, and I'll be like, oh yeah, I forgot I was hungry, you know, like that's because that's how it was before.
And that's how it will be again. Once you hear the story and remind yourself of what is true. I keep telling myself this, but the truth is, because I've been here before, I've done it before, I know what the truth is. And here is the truth.
So I think the other thing is I'm just trying to do like everything at once. You know, like I know what I need to do, and so like okay, well I got to pile all this crap on at one time, you know? It's
And
almost
no, I've
like
only been talking about waiting for hunger.
yeah.
That's all I've been talking about. That's it. Because I'm going to tell you something, Crystal. The reason I'm focusing on that is I know that will get you some weight loss. And I know that once you start to see success again, it's going to be easier to add something else. I want you to get a win.
Because I think the other thing is like when I started to notice I was gaining weight, I still wasn't like, I didn't do a very good job the first time around about like celebrating the small stuff too. Because like it just got to where like I couldn't even celebrate the fact that I made a plan every single day. Because I was like, that's just what I do. Right? And I didn't celebrate whenever I followed my plan. Because I was like, well, that's what I should have been done. That's the bare minimum. Like, I'm not going to celebrate something that's the bare minimum. Like, I don't celebrate unless I went above and beyond. When in all actuality, you know, I made a plan, you know, I made a plan, I followed my plan. I might have overate at that time, maybe by 3 or 4 bites the whole day, right? And then I worked out, I drank all my water, I took care of my kids, I went to work, I'm a boss, you know what I mean? Like there were a ton of things that I could have been celebrating, but I was just like, that's just what I do on a day-to-day basis. That's not worth celebrating.
But you're worth celebrating. I mean, that's what you have to keep reminding yourself.
That just doesn't feel very true for me.
But here's the thing, and I want y'all all to see this. So, I got this dog here, and when we were potty training him, we put him on a potty schedule, and he went out and he would pee. And then what did we do? Such good boy, you're doing so good. I'm so proud of you. And he didn't even speak English. Like, he doesn't even know us. I could have said, well, he's not going to the door. He needs to learn to do that. I ain't gonna celebrate him till he goes to the door and goes out. I mean, the least he can do is pee when I take him out there and remind him. And that's fine. Like, it's fine to celebrate him when he doesn't go to the door. But if we don't go above and beyond, we're like, well, I don't deserve to be celebrated. But we do it for everybody else. Why is it okay to do it for everybody and everything else, but not for us?
Because in my brain, if I didn't do it perfectly, it wasn't good enough.
But see, there you go, in my brain. So you know it's crap. You know, it's a thought. If you start it with, in my brain, I tell myself, you know that that might not be true. And what better thing to, and I say this to all y'all's mom, y'all mamas out there, do it imperfectly and say it out loud in front of your kids. What a better gift for your kids. I didn't follow my plan today, but I sure did stop. I listened to hunger all day long. Girl, look at me. Just like if your kid brought home a B on that math test that they'd studied so hard for, you would say, I'm still proud of you. You worked hard. You sat there at night. I studied. You studied.
I'd have
You
to
didn't.
study the way they teach math now.
I don't know.
Jesus.
Thank God mine are in college. I don't have to learn this new math. But that's the thing. You wouldn't expect them to get 100. You wouldn't wait on them to get 100 to brag on them, to them. You don't need to get 100 to wait to brag on you. If it's true for 100%, 99.9% of the population, it's true for you too. You are not the exception to the rule.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, have you ever come home and felt like you did a great job at work? Been like, that's such a good day. Was it perfect? The whole, did it ha everything have to be perfect in order to do that? No.
No, but I take
Same
a
is
lot of.
true for weight loss.
And I know where my department has been like in the last 18 months. And so like whenever I see where it's at is now, like especially from a culture standpoint, I'm like, no, our culture is so much better now. So like mistakes have happened, but the team worked together and everybody gets along and like over I can look at the overall picture of the day and be like, it still was okay. Like it wasn't
Same
bad.
thing, overall picture of the day. I didn't follow my plan. I overate at lunch, but I followed doable hunger the rest of the time. Looking at the whole day, you're right. It applies here too. If it applies at work, then it applies to your kids, and it applies to my dog, then it applies to you too.
I just keep having this voice that's like, I'm not going, like, I'm never going to lose my weight if I don't do it perfectly. But that's
Did
so
you do
not
it
true.
perfectly the first 47 pounds?
Fuck no.
That is this a voice. It's just a voice. It's not going anywhere. It's hanging out. I mean, you could have the, you know, there is like the Kathy Hartman. You're not going to lose your weight if you don't do it perfectly. I know you keep telling yourself, this is Kathy Hartman, the Kathy Hartman. I know, but you're safe and it's all good and you're going to figure this out and da da da. And this is the MJ method. Bitch, please. Didn't do it perfect the first 47 pounds. Ain't going to be perfect this time. You'll be fine.
No, I didn't.
It just depends on what feels good talking to yourself. You have to find your own inner voice
Yeah.
and what feels amazing. Just like you talked about one thought that didn't feel good, like don't use that thought. And it may work for 80% of no BS, but if it doesn't work for you, don't use it. You have to check in when you're having these conversations. If it turns the temperature down or it feels a little bit better or it gives you some kind of relief, that's a thought you want to capture and put on repeat. I am, you know, the bitch, please, bitch got goals, not on my plan, not in my mouth, not on my ass. Like that, I'm Corinne in that respect.
I think when I started No BS, I was kind of like that. And now as I've gotten older and I've kind of started dealing with like some of my like childhood
Yes.
shit,
I love, you know what? I am so glad you said that.
it's become very much like, hey, like you're safe. You don't have to talk to yourself like that in order to get stuff done.
I
Like
love
it is
that.
okay. Like just because you think like at in the beginning that's how you talk to yourself because that's what you always heard. You don't like you're almost 40 years old, we can change that. And that feels more safe to me. That feels more compassionate to me.
Oh my God. I'm so glad you that the voice can change over time. Like what worked in the beginning may not be working now, and you can change the conversation. Such a good point. Oh my gosh. I love that.
Yeah, because I mean, realistically, like, I'm just not the person now that I was 3.5 years ago when I started No BS.
Yeah. So good.
I'm not, you know, 35-year-old Chrislyn anymore. I'm almost
Well, here's the
40-year-old
point
Chrislyn.
then. Here's a good point because you're like, I was doing all this thing and whatever else, and I'm a different person. It's probably going to look a little bit different. Because you keep comparing what you're doing to what you were doing. You know, I'm not the same person. It's going to look a little different.
Yeah. I think I just keep thinking if I could just get back to that person, if I could just get back to where I was, if I could just
But
like
you just
put
said you're
myself
not
back
that
in.
person. You're
I
not there
know.
now anyway.
No.
What does this compassionate version of you, how is she gonna, you know, get to where she's waiting on hunger?
In my discovery worksheets, I've just been like, can I just pause and just be like before I grab something, am I actually hungry? And then sometimes I'll like be eating it and I'm like, oh shit, I'm not hungry. And then I'll just be like, okay, well, this is it.
So
Because I
good.
realized I'm not hungry. Like I'm gonna choose to stop because I realized that I was eating that. I did not pause. I'm not hungry. I'm just going to go ahead and stop right now.
So good. Perfect. That's perfect.
And I think the same thing needs to come for me with enough. Like, I think I need to be more compassionate as far as enough is concerned so that I have the like ability to be like, I notice I'm no longer hungry. Like when I'm eating, like, oh, I notice I'm no longer feeling hungry. I'm just going to sit here for a couple minutes. And whenever I start to feel uncomfortable, I start to feel like, oh, I just like everybody else is eating, and maybe I should, or you know, like whatever, right? Just be like, maybe I need to find a way to like press my thumb into my palm or something so it's not like so obvious to those around me that I'm trying to like ground myself, that I
Yes.
am safe and like I'm gonna be, it's okay. Like I'm all right. I'm just gonna sit here. It's okay.
I get up, go to the bathroom, wash your hands,
Yeah.
and then come back if you need to.
Yeah. And I've also thought about, I have, because I'm getting old, I have to use this like fluoride toothpaste. So, like, I can't eat or drink for 30 minutes after I brush my teeth. And so, I've thought about telling my husband, like, I'm going to get up after, when I feel like I've had enough food at dinner, I'm going to go ahead and get up and I'm going to go brush my teeth.
Oh.
because then if I cannot physically eat anything because of this stupid toothpaste,
Right.
then you know that would be, and I haven't tried it yet, but that was an idea that I came up with. I was like, ooh, but I could like just get up, you know what I mean? And to the kids, I'd be like,
Yeah.
where'd mom go? I'm like, oh, she's going to go brush her teeth really quick. She'll be right back. Like I
Modeling
said,
dental health. I love it.
you know, my kids are young, so they'll just be like, oh, okay, like whatever,
Yeah.
you know? And then that would physically keep me. Cause like the other night I did that and it was like an hour later and I was having some urges and I was like, I can't eat. I can't, like, I can't do it. And then my brain was like, but you can, it's been longer than 30 minutes. And I was like, no, still don't need it. Doesn't matter. It's okay. You already brushed your teeth. Why do you want to eat after you brush your teeth? Like, just stop.
Yeah. You have so many wins lately. So many wins. What do you think about just waiting for hunger? Next 2 weeks, I'm gonna really focus on hunger.
Just like just waiting for hunger, not even
Waiting for
enough, just
hunger.
waiting for
Now, if
hunger.
you if you happen to catch yourself at dinner and you just run on in there, but we don't have to brush your teeth or do whatever, that's totally fine. We're not gonna throw, like be like, I'm gonna eat till I'm like, you know, way past full because MJ just said work on am I hungry? But what would it look like just to work on, I mean, go all in on am I hungry?
I think for me, like, I wake up hungry. So for me, breakfast is not an issue.
Okay.
We keep a pretty strict lunch schedule at work. And sometimes I can like push that off a little bit if I notice I'm not feeling too hungry. But I kind of have to be eating. Like, I go to work at 7. So like, I have to be eating by like 1. So I need to like adjust breakfast. And then I think being hungry for dinner is going to take me either realizing that my after work hunger is a habit, like that my like I knew I was going to feel this way kind of
But is it a
thing.
habit?
I
Or is it
struggle with if
hunger?
it is, I struggle with if it is or if it isn't, because there are some days like I one of my friends says I'm the only person she's ever known that does this, but I burp when I'm hungry, and sometimes I will have that hungry burp.
Okay.
And then other days, I can walk out of work and be like, I'm not hungry. I don't need to eat when I get home. And by the time I'm in the driveway, oh yeah, I've got those hunger signals. And I can't help but wonder, like, oh, but is this because my body is used to eating at this time
It could
that it's
be.
throwing up this signal to be like, hey, we're hungry. We need to eat, because it's just like, that's no different than you being hungry at noon, even if you're
Yeah,
actually not.
100%. Yeah.
You know,
If you're a
it's
school
no, there's no
teacher, you
difference
usually,
between the two.
yeah. But here's the thing. So make sure with that after dinner snack, I mean, after dinner, after work snack, you are not eating to enough at that snack. You are eating to take the edge off so that you can ensure hunger at dinner.
Okay. And I mean, that could be a good time too for me to have like a, I have those Fairlife protein shakes.
Yeah.
And that'd be a good time to like, because I've been trying to lift heavier too.
Oh,
And
that's perfect.
so like that might be a good time to be like, I'm just gonna have my protein shake because like I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna, you know, like I have it when I'm walking out of work because I know that whenever I get home, I'm gonna lift.
Oh, that would be great. Like double purpose, like a pre-workout, and yeah, so good.
Right. And then that way I'd be like, you know, because I know in the
Then you
past when I've
make
wanted
sure
to
you're
eat after
hungry at
work.
dinner time.
Right. And like those protein shakes, like they can, for me, they take the edge off, but they definitely don't like, they're not satiating.
Well, that's perfect then. So good. Yeah.
Okay.
How
Thank
do
you,
you feel
MJ.
now?
Better. Better. I mean, I think I have to know that the shame is just going to be there every day until I start telling myself, like, it's okay. We're working on it. Your weight is not a problem. It's just something that we're working on. You're still safe. You're still okay. You're still normal. You're still a normal sized person. You're still a normal person, even though you gained weight. Like, normal people gain some weight sometimes. Like,
Yeah, it
it's
happens.
okay. You're not
It
some
is.
unicorn out on an island somewhere.
And you look, I mean, I just want you to think about everything you've learned. Like you learned that the way you talk to yourself the first time, not necessarily how you want to continue to talk to yourself. So now you're going to try that a little bit different. You're also going to be, I would listen to every replay of how to feel the hard stuff without eating with Kathy, and start developing those tools to help you figure out like what to put some more tools in your toolbox for when big emotions come back, whether it's stress or whatever it is. When you're not so stressed, so that when you are stressed, you've got a toolbox full of things. Not just food. Food will still be sitting in the toolbox, but then you'll have other things in the toolbox too.
Yeah. And I also like journaled a lot the first time around.
Okay.
And I like got off that train too. And so I think that, and like getting all those, like when I feel like I'm spiraling and getting all those shit thoughts out,
Yes, so
and then being
good.
like, okay, this is what I currently think. What's actually true about what I think? Okay, so how can we change? How can we like say like I'm a piece of shit. Okay, but what's actually the true things?
Yeah.
And what can I choose to start thinking instead? And like even if my
So
journal
good.
submissions are the same, like day after day after day for a month,
It doesn't
that's what
matter.
it has to be because like right now the shame cycle is just it's like a washing machine on the spin cycle. You know what I mean? Like it's not going to stop. So even if my journal entries feel like they're the same, like it's still necessary to do that.
And honestly, it is getting those, it's so beneficial. A lot of people, you know, talk about journaling or whatever, but being able to go back and look and say, and what is true? What is a thought? We used to do that in OBS back when I first joined. Corinne would have us go in, like when we would write in a journal and underline the facts and circle the thoughts. And like literally, it would just be circle, 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 circle. So, I mean, it was so. I mean, it was a bunch of thoughts. None of it was true.
Yeah. And I mean, whenever I first joined, it was a lot of like, when you journal, just dump.
Yep.
You need to brain dump. And then you
Yeah.
need to go back and you need to like go through what your brain dump was and point out the facts of what you
Yes.
talked about.
And when you're spiraling like that, it is so helpful. Like when you said you feel like you're on the hamster wheel, and the thoughts just get like so fast in front of you. It is so good to call yourself out on those things and like be like, okay, that's not even true. Yeah. So good. I am so glad you raised your hand.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't take up too much of your time today, but I really appreciated it
No,
so
you
much.
did not. You did not. And we've been on for an hour, but I will call another person up.
Oh
We've
my
talked
gosh,
a
we've been on
long
for an
time.
hour. Oh my gosh. I'm
Didn't
so
we?
sorry,
55
MJ.
minutes. Yeah, girl, almost.
I'm so
But
sorry.
I, you know what though? I mean, look, you are getting so many hearts and hand claps and all that kind of stuff right now. I think this is something that the legacy members do have, you know, they do feel the shame if they've lost and they've gained, right? Yeah, they're like, we all needed this. This has been the best hour. But and thank you for being vulnerable, you know, and like it's hard to share. Y'all, I mean, it to be honest and to share your real thoughts and your real feelings and to dig in and do all that stuff is so, you know, it's hard to be that vulnerable. So I appreciate you as well.
Okay, and I'd like to like also tell you that like from accountability standpoint, 3 days this week on the Facebook group, I'll post and say, on today's episode of Coach MJ said, so I did.
That. Yes. Yes.
Then I did this. So, because I heard one of your, it was like a year ago, I heard one of your coaching calls and I like started, I did a couple of those where I was like, Coach MJ said this, so I did.
Yes, I know, because I'm telling you, it's good. It's good to hold yourself accountable. So y'all start, Chrislyn, gonna be posting the Facebook group. We've got some people on this call, so make sure if we don't hear from Chrislyn, we got to call her out.
Yeah, my accountability partner Laura. I think she. I texted her and told her I was going to try to get coached today, so I know she'll listen as soon as she can,
Yeah.
and she'll definitely hold me to that. I deleted Facebook, the app, off of my phone, so I could like bring down my screen time and engage more with my children.
There's
So
that.
there's that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I will. I'm gonna say 3 days this week, I will check in with you and tag you on Facebook so you can know where we're at.
Perfect.
And
Perfect.
thank you so much for
You're
today.
so welcome. Thank you. Thank
I
you
really
so much.
appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right. Caitlin, I'm going to pull you up. I know we went, I pulled a Corinne Crabtree, y'all. Usually I don't do that, but I usually don't do that. And I always use Coach Betsy as the example because, Coach Betsy lost 50 pounds twice with Corinne. She lost 50 pounds and then she went through this terrible breakup and she had food in her toolbox and she gained it back and then she lost it again. So, and look at Coach Betsy. She's a coach. She's amazing. Caitlin, what do you
Hi,
have?
MJ.
Hey.
Hi. Okay, so I have lost 38 pounds with no BS, and I've just been fucking around with the same 3 pounds since June, and I'm frustrated and over it, and I just want to get a win. Like when you were just saying to her, like, I want you to get a win. I was like, that's what I need. I need a win.
So why? So you've been gaining and losing the same. What'd you say?
3 pounds.
3 pounds since June. Tell me what your data says. Data, data,
So
data.
I've got my data.
Okay.
I followed my plan 35% of the time in October.
Okay.
And I stopped it enough 55% of the time. So I got work to do. And I've been doing the discovery worksheets. I just did the deep dive assessment last week again, and I think I'm just grab assing. I don't think it's that deep, and yet it's like impulsive. And I've like been when I'm doing the discovery worksheets, I'm like, the thought was this would be fun to eat these. Like I don't know how emotional it is, but it must be some emotion because I won't stop. So
Well, it's not. I mean, it could just be habit, and then we just keep up a habit. How many of us got habits we should probably stop and we just don't because we don't want to?
yeah, I
Like,
guess.
doesn't have to be. So, when you're grab assing, are you hungry?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Sometimes it's often standing in the kitchen, so like I'm heading out to a dinner party and I'm bringing peanut butter pretzels and M&Ms, and I eat some of them standing as I'm putting them in the bowl. Then I eat some of them in the car. So I did a discovery worksheet. I'm like, hey, I'm going to keep it in the back seat. So that was an easy,
Yeah, super simple.
like, I
Yeah.
think that will help me with car grab assing.
But here's the
But
thing.
the
If you're doing
standing
the
in the
grab assing,
kitchen.
what is your hunger number and my hungry number?
I mean, I'm hungry. It's after work and I'm a teacher and I ate 11:20 and it's
Yeah.
4:30, but I'm heading to dinner. I'm heading to a party. So I probably should have something small so I'm not ravenous when I get there.
Yeah,
So that
okay.
was another thing of the discovery. Like maybe next time just sit down with a little bowl of the pretzels and just intentionally have them.
Okay. Because then here's what you set yourself up for. You grab ass, then you go to the dinner party, and then you eat, but you're not hungry there.
Exactly.
Right? So then you've like double dipped. And again, like I said, we were talking about the last time. So many people think if I eat when I'm hungry, I have to stop it enough, but sometimes you just eat to take the edge off. Whenever I was doing PT and I had to come, I'd work till 5 o'clock and we ate lunch at 12, well, like 11:30. And then I was starving at 5 o'clock. And then I had to come home and get kids and change clothes and do all the things and finish up dinner and whatever. I was really hungry, but I wanted to be hungry for dinner. And so I kept those 100-calorie snack packs of nuts because they could stay in my car. And every day when I would get out of work, I would eat one on the way home. It was not too enough by any stretch. But then whenever I got home, I wasn't ravenous, like super hungry. So
So
it
I feel
made it
like,
easier to
oh,
make
go ahead.
decisions.
Yeah, my routine, like I meal prep like a boss. I have Nutri-Creamy. I don't know if you've heard of that, but I eat that every day after work. I love it because my husband wants to eat like at 6:30 and I can't hold till then. So I have a Nutri-Creamy, but I'm still hungry at 6 or 6:30. So my like routines are on point, but it's like all the times I break off of them, right? Like I have a plan to curb hunger. before dinner. I've thought it through. I have a meal plan I make on Sunday. I spend hours in the kitchen getting everything ready. So I'm like frustrated with myself because I'm dying by a thousand cuts when I know this stuff. I've been in the program for 3 years. I know what I'm doing. And then I still grab the brownie when I'm putting the thing away last night, coming
What do
home
you
from a
think is
friend's
going to
house.
make
I
the
brought brownies.
most, what do you think is going to give you the most traction? This grab-assing or stopping at enough? Because you were at 55% stopping at enough.
I guess I thought like lowest hanging fruit that grab-assing should be easier for me.
Okay.
It hasn't proven to be true the last few weeks. So that's why I picked that. But yeah, I mean, I could definitely do like halftime method this week and focus on stopping enough at dinner
You could.
instead.
But okay, so you are grab assing. Do you see a pattern in your grab assing?
When I wrote in to ask coaches this week, and it's like the thought that I have is like, I can't stop myself. So if there's food out, I eat it. If it's on the counter, because my husband didn't tuck it up in the cupboard, I will eat some of it as I walk past. If I'm in this lounge and someone brought bagels, I will take half a bagel. Like, it's like I have this thought that I can't stop myself.
It's mostly in the lounge and in the kitchen.
Yes.
Okay.
And
I
on
got
the island at
easy.
my mom's, or, if I'm at a gathering.
Okay. Couple ways to at least become aware of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Before you go into the lounge, stick in a piece of gum.
Okay.
At school or a mint, something.
Okay.
That will make you mindful when you go to reach for the thing.
But sometimes, like, I mean, just recently with the bagels, it's like, oh, hey, there's bagels and coffee in the lounge. And then I went down to get them. So it's not like a surprise. Like, I put myself into the lounge to
So
get
why
it.
did you get the bagels?
Because I love bagels and it sounded fun to have half a bagel and go down there with my coworker and get some coffee.
Did you try to talk yourself out of it at all?
I told myself, have half a bagel and then tonight you're not going to have bread with your soup. I do a lot of negotiating like that. Like, I'm like, okay, you're going to have it now because you can't stop yourself, but then later you will not. And I did that. I didn't have bread
But
later.
here's the thing, if I gave you $50,000, stop grab-assing,
Yeah.
could you stop yourself?
Yes,
So you
absolutely.
can stop yourself.
Yeah.
But the whole thing, when your story is you can't stop yourself, why even try?
I know. And that's where I'm at. It feels like I'm in a loop.
Do you
I'm going
journal at all?
places. Yes, I journal every day.
So for the next week, why I don't have to eat everything I see? Why is it
Okay.
easy to not grab food when I
Okay.
see it?
Okay.
Why is it easy?
Okay. Why is it easy to not grab food? Okay.
Every time I see it.
Yeah. I know. And then part of me is like, maybe my people talk about like maybe my brain, I'm more prone to it than other people, or I'm impulsive and I do it before I think, and I'm not going to be like, it's like
But
the
that's
special
why, what,
snowflake.
either way, that's why we're going to do this thinking ahead of time.
Okay, yeah.
Because your
Yeah.
brain is not offering it up in the minute. You can't just remember in the minute. You have to train yourself about why it's easy.
Okay.
And then what kind of like in your environment, how do you remind yourself to not grab at it?
I guess I don't. I've tried the gum in the kitchen, but it's in the drawer and I've grabbed it like maybe 10% of the time. So I've had Post-it notes up, but those, they after a while they don't work. So
You have to
maybe
change
I'm
colors. So
okay.
you do them, and then when you notice you're not doing them, change colors, change messaging, change whatever.
Okay.
If you're always going into the cupboard, as soon as you open a cupboard, you should have a discovery worksheet sitting like lining the inside of your cupboard.
Okay, because I was going to ask you that, like, what's like the juicy thought? Because I've kicked some of the grab assing at work as a teacher, like at my prep, I've eaten like kids' snacks or something. Like, I have like a big box of snacks, right? And I have a thought that food doesn't fix stressed and overwhelmed and these negative feelings at work. And that has really helped me. But
Okay.
when I'm at home on the couch with my husband watching TV and he gets popcorn, I'm not in a bad headspace. I'm like, oh, that would be fun. So I'm like, what's, I need like a thought for
Yeah,
that
here's
moment.
what's fun. Losing weight this week. Here's
Okay,
what's fun. Reaching my goals.
Okay. I
Yeah.
liked what you said too in the
Popcorn might
last
be
call.
fun right now for a second, but what's going to be fun is weight loss this week.
Yeah. And I think once, like, I've lost 38 pounds. So I'm feeling myself, you know, like I feel I have newer, like I feel good in my clothes. I think there's, it's sometimes that why doesn't feel as strong when I've made some good progress towards my goal too. So in the moment, I'm like, you look pretty good. Like my brain comes up with that too. So maybe it's reevaluating my why a little bit. And I do try to write that every day,
Yeah.
but, and
But
you
you
kind
need
of
several
adjust.
whys, right? You need a bunch of whys because you've got to have whys to pull out of your back pocket at all times for different things. Yeah. Somebody said, I played a game once and wrote down everything I saw and didn't eat. She made a list, like successful
Ooh, I like
energy
that.
list. That would be fun.
Yeah, I like that idea.
If you're a teacher, you might like lists.
I do love lists.
And here's the thing, and I think it's Jocelyn said, I've noticed that fun has come up a few times. Here's the truth. This is what I tell myself about food. Because you said the popcorn, oh, that would be fun, or the bagel, that sounds like fun. Whatever, it's fun. If it was the food that was fun, you could take that same food, sit at your kitchen table in silence. Eat the thing and have a ball. I bet that doesn't sound like fun.
No, it doesn't. No.
So, what is fun really is sitting in there in the evening and enjoying time with your husband. That's the fun part. He happens to be eating, so you do it with him. What was fun about the half a bagel was because you even said it. It sounds like fun. And then I went down there with my coworker and whatever. That was the fun part. Wasn't the half a bagel? Because if you had taken that half a bagel and sat in the utility closet by yourself to eat it, no fun would be
Yeah.
had.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, that
Slap
was
the
wanting
sexy off
connection.
of it a little bit.
Yeah. I like that. And because Corinne was saying yesterday in a call, like, if you need pleasure from food, it's because you don't have enough pleasure in your life. And I'm like, I have a lot of pleasure. So why am I doing this? But I think you made a good point that it's just a habit. It doesn't mean that I don't, like, I do have so much joy in my life. And so then that makes me question. I'm like, what is going on that I'm doing this and needing this pleasure? But because I,
It's a habit thought that creates the habit of eating. And so your that habit thought, it's a loop and it happens so quickly. That's why I said, what do you have in your environment? Like for me, it was like, is it worth the time it's going to take to lose the weight? That was like a big one for me. It was a discovery worksheet. Thank you, Kathy Hartman. In my snack, we have a drawer that we keep all the snacks in. The discovery worksheet sitting in there. So every time I'd be like, oh crap, that's right. I got goals. I'm not trying to do that today. It was like that reminder to snap me out of that habit thought to remind me exactly what I'm trying to do here.
I've thought, like, I've talked to my accountability partner. Like, I almost sometimes want to, like, draw something on my hand. I don't know if anyone's ever thought, because I'm not always at my house when it happens. Like, sometimes, and especially with the holidays, it's at gatherings. Like, I thought about drawing, like, a heart on my finger or something
Yeah.
just to remind myself, like, I love myself. I have goals. And on the hand that I grab the food with, because that
Yeah.
might just, it might just give me a pause. I just need that pause because I do things really quickly and then I regret them. And it's like 30 seconds of eating and I messed up the week a bunch of times.
Yeah. I love that. I used to write my goal weight on my wrist.
Really? Did people ask you?
I mean,
Did they say? Yeah, they asked what it was.
yeah.
What
My goal
would you
was
tell
to
them?
lose some weight.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I made like a thermometer in my kitchen. I don't even see it anymore because I've had it up so long, but it says bitch got goals. And then it shows all the, I colored in all the pounds that I've lost, and then it has like empty of the ones I still want to lose.
Just move it. Put it on a
Okay.
display.
Okay, yeah, that's a good
It
idea.
sometimes if we go blind to those things, it's as easy as changing the color of a sticky, putting it
Okay.
in a different location so it catches your eye again. Because that's what happens. Your brain got so used to seeing it in that one spot, it just doesn't see it anymore. And
Okay,
so
yeah.
just give it, be like, oh, that, because then your brain will be like, oh, it's not supposed to be there. That's not where it was. And it'll start to pick it up again.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you even said,
So,
like we talked about this on the, food pushers. I know your husband's not food pushing, but it could be have a conversation. Look, I grab ass food when I'm in the kitchen. Like for the next 2 weeks, every time you get something out, you just put it up. Like make it easier on me. At least that is off my plate of things that like I habitually grab ass.
And I might tell him too, like, if you spontaneously make popcorn, I'm not ever gonna eat it. You just said a phrase in your last coaching, like, if it's not on my plan, it's not in my mouth, it's not on my ass. Was that what it
Yeah,
was?
that's what I
Like,
used to tell that girl. Yeah.
yeah, that resonates with me. It's just like kind of like, nope. Like, I need like that kind of sassy phrase to just kind of snap me out of it. So I might just tell him that, like, hey, if I ever reach in, it's not on my plan. I don't actually want to be eating it, because that holds me accountable if he knows that. So I might
Yeah.
mention that to him too, because he's a, he eats every night. And, what did I say? 35, I'm 35% of the time I'm not eating with him, which is good, but I want to up that to more.
Yeah. Okay. I think it is just habit, and it's catching yourself in
Yeah.
the sense of that habit.
Okay. I saw someone put in the chat too that they did a bracelet, and that's a really good idea too, where they had their number on the bracelet, and I have some. That'd be a fun thing to make. Okay, so I need some visual cues. I'm gonna do a post-it note this week.
And
I'm gonna
move
try
your bitch got
gum.
goals tracker somewhere.
Move my thermometer thing. The bitch got goals. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew. Okay, thank you, MJ. I like this
You're
is good.
so welcome. You're
This
so
was
let us
helpful.
know how it goes.
Yes, I will. I will
Yeah, I mean, you've
indeed. I'll check in.
maintained. It is just this literally cleaning up the edges. Like you're so close.
Yeah, I know. That makes it
Like cleaning
harder, but I'm
up
like,
just a little
oh.
bit, like around the edges is definitely like it's doable to get you back
And
going.
it matters. The thought of like it's just a little bit is such a common thought. And it's, well, then a little bit, it does matter, because I'm not losing weight. So,
And it's right though. I always tell myself, you're right. A little bit doesn't matter. But the problem is, you keep telling yourself that every single day. The little
yeah.
bit ain't so little bit.
Right. It piles up. Yeah.
Yeah. It is a little bit when you just have one bite, but it's never one bite. It's never one time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's just my brain trying to give an excuse because it wants to eat the thing because
Yeah.
it seeks pleasure. So it's expected for it to tell me that, and I just have to be like, "Yep, I knew I was going to think that, and I'm still not going to eat it." Cuz bitch got goals.
Hashtag. All right.
All
Good. Oh, good.
right, thank you so much, MJ. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
I know it warms my heart to see all of these MJ sayings in the chat. PFB was when we did our race, Don't Stop Believing. And I would write on my, because I mean, I turned into a runner, but I would write on my forearm because those half marathons were rough. And I was running one day and I was like, how bad do you want this? Because I wanted to stop, like dead stop. And in my head, all of a sudden, I was like, pretty fucking bad. How bad do you want this? Pretty fucking bad. So I start writing PFB on my forearm whenever I would run in Sharpie. You want to talk about explaining your goal weight in a tiny pen on your wrist? Imagine PFB in a Sharpie, and then you had to go to work. But for me, that was super important for me. And then bitch got goals. That's another one of mine. Not in my plan, not on my mouth, not in my ass, not on in my ass, on my ass was the big deal for me. Those little mantras for me, those quick catchy phrases are, I mean, that's really important for me. That helps keep me on track for sure. And I will tell y'all, legacies, I am up 10 pounds from the summer. I do know this weighs a lot. Well, it don't weigh a lot, probably weighs a couple pounds, but I'm in this 10 pounds by January 1st myself, which I'm gonna lose like 2 pounds in like a week and a half whenever I take this off. But I spent the first few days after surgery just eating, just sitting and eating and whatever. But I have done so much better. I think I'm down 3 pounds now. But and all I do is sit, y'all. I can't drive. I can't go anywhere. I can't even go for a walk at this point. I just sit around, and then I started to feel sorry for myself. And then I was like, you know what? There are a couple things you can do. You can wait for hunger for sure. You can absolutely wait for hunger. So I've gotten in more water lately. Even though it's hard to go pee, you have a one arm, pull my pants up and down has not been fun. But I'm in it with y'all. I'm cleaning up some habits myself, and we're gonna do this, y'all. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. So iPhone said after surgery sucks because I gained weight too, up 25 pounds. So I had my other shoulder done about 7, 8 years ago. I gained 25 pounds after that surgery. And so I was like, this time I'm not going to gain 25 pounds. That was before I knew Corinne though. So I didn't have the tools that I have right now. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it's good to reset for all of you legacy members. Look at your habits. What have you had around that you just do it because you're doing it? We do that in OBS all the time with like our processes for work and stuff. What do you do in your job that you do it because it's how you've done it, but there's a better way to do it? And I'm doing that with my habits. You know, I'm doing that with my habits right now. What is good and what is helping me? What do I want to keep? And what do I want to level up or just get rid of altogether? Karen said she gained 20 after surgery and got rid of 5. Well, let's get rid of the other 15. Thank y'all so much for raising your hand. Sorry we didn't get to a lot of you today, but I think that first one, especially, it was so good because we see somebody with a regain who's dealing with big emotion. And then on the other hand, somebody who just has some habits to clean up, which I think is amazing because I think those two people encompass about 95% of the legacy members and what they deal with. So I think it's amazing. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. I will talk to you later. Bye, y'all.